3, 2, 1. Yes, you get to read an ad.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome back.
Thank you. Am I reading an ad? I can do that.
Well, that's why you're here.
I mean, we have advertisers, homeboy.
Oh, you want to read an ad?
Pick and choose.
Yeah, maybe they're not listening. We don't have to read it.
Thompson's, I think, would probably be the most appropriate.
Oh, of course, the long one. And you want me to do that one?
Yeah, because I like to hear you fumble with those words.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, I got this. I came in here the other day. I'm going to sit and read this. And 5 hours later, I'm still struggling.
I love sitting there watching you sweat through that one.
Never seen you sweat. Never.
Let's see here.
Oh, I get a Carlos texted me. That's who he said. I see what's up.
All right, advertisers. All right, here we go. Sodell, Thompson's Island Brewing Company. This podcast is brought to you by our friends at Sodell Concepts. Sodell Concepts is excited to open Thompson Island Brewing Company this fall, their 12th location. Damn. Thompson Island will be a 250-seat brew pub located off Route 1 next to Blue Coast Rehoboth. The brew pub will pay homage to the area and will feature an outdoor beer garden with fun activities at our beach. They're also excited to partner with Trogues Independent Brewing, which together they will feature award-winning craft beers. Their menu will feature amazing food crafted by Chef Doug Rooley, who I heard was a big deal, by the way.
Well, I thought we should try to get him on the podcast.
I heard that he was actually a big deal. I never heard of him, but I heard through the grapevine. Like, oh, there's some famous chef that's over there. So Chef Doug Rooley will feature local ingredients and wood-fired favorites that will pair perfectly with their beer. Follow along and stay up to date as Thompson Island Brewing Company comes to life. Make sure to follow them on Facebook at Thompson Island Brewing Company or at www.thompsonislandbrewing.com. That building is going up fast.
Well, the sign's up. I mean, I would...
Holy crap, that thing is going up fast.
I just drove by it yesterday. I was like, wow. Thank God we've been advertising for them because I don't know if they'd be as far as they are. Welcome.
It is awesome, man. It's kudos to Scott and his team. It's really a really nice looking building, actually.
I got some cool in-ear headphones, and I keep forgetting to wear them.
Yeah, so last time I saw you were wearing them. Now you gotta get hat.
You know the problem with them? They're so good is that I can hear everything. Right. Like I don't understand why it would be any different. The microphones are the same, but these headphones.
It's in ear, so I mean it's in the hole of your ear, the canal of your ear. Whereas these are over your ear,
right? Well, I mean, I literally can hear the fan running in the bathroom when I have them on in here. They're like super ears.
Oh man,
super ear. You know what it is? It's just the quality of these microphones are so good. I just didn't realize it.
So as I was saying, I would probably bet you $100 that the Cowboys and Redskins were on yesterday at 1 o'clock.
Well, they were on. I taped it. I'm telling you. I'm telling you what happened.
Yeah.
So yesterday is Sunday. It's football day, right?
Heck yeah.
And all of a sudden, I had this whole agenda of stuff I had to do during football time. So
laundry.
No, we actually did the balloons over Sussex.
That's right. I saw some posts on Facebook on that.
Yeah, shout out to Speed Limit 18. You boys did an amazing job. I couldn't have been any more prouder of you kids over the 3 or 4 days up till the
I don't get it. Gig. So what was that? Like hot air ballooning? Or what was it?
I don't know what it was, really. I mean, listen, anybody that makes an attempt on doing something like that, I have to take my hat off to them. You know, good job, but... Hot air balloons do not like wind.
Oh, no.
And it was windy.
You'll end up in Denver.
And I know, right, you'll end up in the ocean.
Right, or in the ocean, right.
But I love the idea because hot air balloons are amazing and beautiful. Do I need to turn that off?
No.
Well,
we
got
to talk about that game. I watched every snap,
I'm
by the way.
I'm going to pause it.
That game was absolutely, I'm talking about the Eagles and Falcons last night. I watched every
snap.
Yeah,
that box of tissue right there is for you.
Oh, man. Don't get me started.
How many, wait a minute, one subject at a time, okay? I think I just had a brain cramp. I need more water. The balloon thing was great. I love hot air balloons. I love the idea. It was a great effort. I think they had a better turnout on Saturday when I was not there. And so.
Well, tell me about the event. I don't even know what it is. What was the event?
Well, the event is basically just an outdoor event, and it's kind of. The premise is built around hot air balloons. Now, I don't think they fly them. I think they're tethered. So they take you up on a tethered balloon, probably, I think the lady said, 40 or 50 feet. and then bring you back down. And that's the
ride.
That's
pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, it was cool. They had, so we got there.
How was the view?
From the balloon?
Yeah.
I didn't go up.
Huh?
No, they never, they didn't do it. They never.
Oh, it was too windy?
It was too windy.
Ah.
And, you know, the kids were playing, so I kind of had to focus on that, you know, hanging out with them and just, right. You know. But they got a couple balloons up. I posted a couple pictures, and then the balloon went down, and then another balloon went up, and then somebody had written that they had gone off earlier in the morning.
Right.
Maybe when it was a little calmer, so.
Yeah, it's always more calm at sunrise.
Yeah, so I don't know anything about the event. I just know.
Were you
that
there? Were you paying attention?
I was there. I was paying attention, and they didn't have a big turnout.
Right, right.
You know, and the one thing I felt like, and maybe we should do this. Maybe we should start a coffee truck.
Yeah,
probably.
That's
coffee,
a great
though.
Idea. It's a great idea.
And I was talking to another friend, and you know, a coffee truck rolling through the neighborhood every day, ding,
like the
ding,
ice cream truck,
like playing jazz music.
Mara.
Just
some ex-con like driving it for you with tattoo sleeves.
Exactly. I'll take that coffee. Yeah, the only problem is I couldn't get a cup of coffee. I mean, you could get a funnel cake. I had funnel cake.
Well, that's the thing that's critical from 6 in the morning to 9, right? And there's a cup of coffee for most Americans.
Yeah, well, this was 2 in the afternoon. Do you drink coffee in the afternoon? I like coffee in the afternoon.
I love coffee, and up until about 3 weeks ago, I was drinking it all day long. All day long, I was drinking.
Life change alert.
And because I am on this new fitness kick, I have stopped drinking coffee in the mornings. I'll drink decaf, and I'm also taking a supplement stack that has a little bit of a green tea extract in it, has a little bit of caffeine. So I didn't want to pound it with caffeine on it, or whatever.
I feel like I have a nose hair.
Yeah, you do.
It's like, I went in with some tweezers this morning and I just started pulling. I'm just ripping.
Pick a winner.
Like I'm bush hogging the banks on the pond.
And I don't even have
pulling
as much facial hair as you do, because I have one that grows and just grows right up into my nose.
You still have like that 15-year-old mustache.
Hey, man, I'm from the islands, man. We don't have hair. We don't have bodily hair, skin hair like you guys do.
It's protection.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
So
how's it?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Back up a second. So what do you mean this new health kick thing?
I mean, that was kind of personal. I don't want to bring it up on the podcast. I'm always on this perpetual. It seems like for the past 10 years, or not really the past 5 years, I'm on this perpetual need to lose 15 pounds. I always need to lose no more than that. Just always 15. Always never maybe 16 some years, 12 some years, but it's always around 12 to 18 pounds I always want to lose. So I always try different programs.
Well, you know, island people are a little chubby. I mean, I never seen a skinny hula guy.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I mean, the hula girls, but the guys are always like.
So one of my buddies calls it scrawny fat.
Yeah, scrawny fat. Scrat.
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 Oh, man.
Well, can we say husky?
Husky? Yeah, I mean, look, you know. I guess you're calling me husky.
No, you did. I'm just giving a different name. Thothorith. Thothorith. Well, listen, yeah. You know, at some point we have to, I mean, because I go through the same thing. I'm always 15 pounds.
Right. It's always 15 for me.
But then I had to say, well, maybe this is what I'm supposed to be. Maybe I'm, because every time I kill that 15 pounds, every time I get to this, there was this, I think I divorced or something. So I was like a sliver of myself, but that was my favorite
time.
But
you have a good approach to health, and I applaud, you know, your discipline of riding the bike and not, you know, me waking up in the morning seeing your mug on Facebook every morning.
Well, day drinking doesn't help.
Look at me with my bandana, huh? What?
Day drinking doesn't help. I'm out riding, and you're raising a Bloody Mary.
Was Sunday morning, pal.
When you went surfing, surfing's a lot of exercise.
Surfed Friday and Saturday. It was awesome. We had a little bit of a wind swell, or a lot of a wind swell this past couple of days, and I started surfing again a little bit more often, and I have a couple of local buddies, and we went surfing Friday night, and my son's getting really into it, so he's been pushing me to get back out there. So we surfed Friday night at Cape Henlope, and then we surfed Saturday morning with my buddy at the inlet. It was pretty good. And then, like, you know, when you surf for a few hours, you're parched, you're thirsty, you're hungry, and he was just like, hey, let's go to Starboard and get a Bloody Mary and some breakfast. And that's when you called me and I sent you the picture. So it was super fun. Yeah, it was a great, great weekend of surfing for sure.
I think it was 1995. Picture this with me. Sunday. It was a Sunday, the 4th of July weekend, 1995.
Did you get stung in the back of the head?
Somehow I ended up in the back, in the starboard.
Oh, yeah?
Bloody Mary's. Not probably the same idea. Maybe a Bloody Mary and some breakfast. I crawled out to the payphone, which is no longer there.
Right, I remember that.
From the starboard. I had to crawl there.
Yeah.
My brother pulled up alongside the curb. I crawled into the car. He took me home.
It's the old Tom Marquino.
Yeah, I slept it off and then got up.
See, at least I surfed in the morning before I had a Bloody Mary and a breakfast. But, and they, you know what they did? And I never did that. And I never knew that they did this my first time. It's been probably a couple of years since I've been to their breakfast. But they pour you the alcohol and the water in a pint glass or a pint cup. And then you make your own Bloody Mary.
Water?
I don't want
no water in my Bloody Mary.
I'm telling you, you know, it was those pint plastic cups, those red cups, whatever. It was filled 3/4 of the way of clear liquid. And I said to myself,
that's vodka.
I'm like, that couldn't be all vodka. That couldn't
be. Dude, that's the shit, the reason I got sober. That kind of behavior. I was like.
Well, it wasn't behavior.
Talk about mine. I think this could use a little extra.
Well, I looked at it. I'm like, that can't be all. It's like 3/4 full. And then you turn around and they have a whole mix bar full of different Bloody Mary mix. I thought that was pretty cool. But I looked at it. This has got to be diluted.
And hot sauces too, right?
Hot sauces, the whole thing. You know, celery sticks, carrots. So my buddy and I, we just got done surfing. We said, you know, let's go have a nice breakfast. My kids were still at the inlet. And like I was halfway through the drink. And I'm like, his name is David. He's going to come on, by the way.
Nice.
I'm like,
I'm drunk, Dave.
I got to stop drinking this thing, man. I got to go pick up my kids. And so I didn't even finish it. I think I left like a third of it left. I'm like, what? I thought to myself that was either soda water or seltzer, or it couldn't have been all vodka.
No, vodka.
Holy crap.
Do you know what goes in Bloody Mary?
Yeah, Bloody Mary mix, tomato juice, Bloody Mary mix, vodka, celery sticks.
No water.
Old Bay. Yeah. I just thought, I looked at it, I'm like, that thing is huge.
You were preparing your story for later.
When he
I
actually,
thought that was water, sir. No, that's vodka.
That's exactly right. Well, when he brought the cups to the bar, I was like, hey, we didn't order water. That's what I thought to myself.
This isn't water. Oh, my God.
Anyway, that was a fun weekend. Yeah, so...
Have you ever had one of those Bloody Marys where they shove a whole deep fried soft shell crab in it?
Really?
Yeah, I've seen those on Pinterest or Facebook or something.
We got to have, like we talked about Rise Up, that new coffee shop in Rehoboth.
I just bought a pound of coffee from them too.
Well, their Bloody Marys are really good. They do tater tots and bacon. Inside the Bloody Mary.
Fucking diet problem is. That's just not natural. 15 pounds. That's tater tots of bacon.
Yeah.
Do you realize you're old yet?
Oh my God, I know.
Next couple years, you're gonna realize I'm old. I can't eat that.
It's awful. I'll be honest with you. Definitely. I probably need to face that fact. I'm looking at M5s and surfing 3 hours a day and not really accepting my
age. What is a day like for you to eat? Typical day, not a special day, just an average day. Like, have you eaten today?
I haven't eaten. I'm doing the IF thing, you know, so.
Back to reality?
Yeah, I mean.
BTR?
That was part of one of them I wanted to ask you. I have a whole list of questions I want to ask you while I was away. Oh, God. And I just want true or false answers. That's all.
Has the principal been schooling me? Have you been controlling my podcast?
So anyway, no, my...
Data check.
Yeah, I'm actually on a mission. I'm going to try to... Like, I'm going to go on a surf trip this fall, early winter with some friends, and I want to drop 10 pounds. I want to be in shape. So it's all right. But anyway, I've been away for a week. So I have a list of questions for you.
Okay.
All right. I just want true or false answers. Okay. I have a little scorecard here.
True.
So let me just go through them real quick. I don't need any judgment on these. I'm just going to score them real quick. All right. Here we go.
I'm closing my eyes.
Did the word Albuquerque come up at least once while I was away?
Yes. True.
Did the word food come up at least once while I was away?
Give me a harder question.
True or false?
Food already true came up in this false? Podcast. True yes, false. True.
All right. Did the phrase two nickels to rub come up at any time while I was away?
No, false.
Okay, false. Okay, good. Did the word traffic come up?
No, false.
Okay, false. Okay, good. You're going all right. Did the word...
Corporate? Yes.
Did the word,
true, it did come up.
Did the word podcast come up more than 1,000 times while I was away? Yeah.
True. Is there a limit on my podcast use?
Did the phrase "eat like we did 600 years ago" come up?
Yes, it did. It did. It should come up every day.
So let's see. You scored
IF.
One, two,
are you, a millennial?
Three, four.
IF.
So you had three. Okay.
Are you a millennial or a snowflake?
How funny was that, huh?
Snowflake.
I'm cracking up. I'm writing these questions down. I'm just cracking up, listening, watching.
I have a question. Did we increase our podcasters?
True.
True.
Yeah, word up. So clearly, these questions have increased ours. Increased our podcast.
Truth or false? Did I get our contract done?
Oh, man. Oh, let me take a look at that bad boy.
Look at that thing.
Oh, man. Who is the author of this? Oh, my gosh.
I guess maybe I actually should have read it. I figured it was
good. This was a draft. I called it a draft for a reason. You actually printed it out with your letterhead. Tom is the owner of Stylist. He's been an entrepreneur for over 100 years. Yada, 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 Snorfest.
Hey, well, you should use my diet. See, I'm 100 years old.
True.
True. I like the contract. I thought it was great.
Yeah.
I think anything more professional would not be us, right?
You've had a sneak peek of what I do for a living is contract. Talk about Snorfest.
Well, apparently you do two contracts, the first one and then the real one. Right. This was the first one.
Right.
Can we get a copy of the real one?
Nah, that looks great, man, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, look at
and
that.
Then here's our call to action card.
All right. Yeah, this looks nice. Now, so I would have, the back of it's a little wordy, but it's still good.
You wrote it.
Yeah, well, again, it would have been better to make these into bullets. But
well, and I want to say something. If whoever listens to this podcast, first of all, thank you. I'm talking to you, sir. So I'm talking to the one listener. Look at me. I'm telling you. So I've been told that we need to have people go on and rate our podcast by stars.
Yeah, so Tiffany told you. Yeah,
Tiffany told me that. She's like, you know, these people, only one person has rated our podcast, good or bad, and it was her, and she gave us, of course, 5 stars.
Yeah.
And I tried to go in, and I was like, fuck it, I'll go rate every podcast we've done. Well, they don't allow that.
Right.
So.
To unique listeners.
To our one listener, sir.
Yeah.
Rate our podcast and please give us a 5-star.
No, that's true. So,
but that wasn't in the call to action.
Yeah, we can update that too.
Well, and I only had them print out 20. I just was
you wanted to see what it looked like. Yeah, you wanted to see what it looked like. But I think what we'll do is the call to action shouldn't be like so wordy. I did this to show the content,
so corporate,
and then we need to turn this into bullets. So that's easy to read. So it's all about easy. This looks great. This is like a gigantic business card.
Exactly.
Here's my business card.
Here's your business card. This is what you need to do, sir.
So yeah, you paperclip this and you drop it off at a business and you just, this is nice.
Well, you take a stack and I'll take a stack.
I will.
Let's build this business.
Well, at the spa, I'll just leave them out. And
you know the cool thing about podcasting, and this happened to me when I very first, not like I've been doing it that long, but when I initially got going, I was so excited. Just, I mean, my mind. You know, it's great when you start doing something, whether it's, the float place or, any of your adventures, you kind of get going and then you're like, wow. And then the mind just takes off. Whether it's, grandeur or, struggle, right. And I've done this long enough that I try to stay in the middle, but I love when the mind just takes off and it just opens all these wonderful thoughts and ideas. And when I had Tiffany on, and she's a great girl for podcasting. She does a lot of stuff and she's got a great, she likes to share a story and
she's very she's very gregarious. She's very talkative.
Yeah, she's a great conversation. So, when I, proposed the idea to her, And I thought to myself, she's not going to sleep tonight. She is going to be thinking. And I saw her yesterday, and she goes, I didn't sleep at all that night.
Yep.
And I go, I love that. I love to see people, just their minds open up, especially people that are, and I've even been in that place where I'm just kind of grinding along. just doing it, you know, not really anything great, not anything bad, just kind of grinding along. And then these things pop up in my life and I'm like,
yeah, it's exciting. So the challenge will be right now you're in the honeymoon period of this podcast. And the challenge will be, will you feel this way 6 months from now? When people will burn out with podcasting, they burn out because they start to put, what is the value of my time on this? What's the return that I'm getting on this? So that's why why you brought me in to do this kind of stuff. Right. And so that way you'll start to see that you're spending your time appropriately and you're benefiting from it. Because right now it's fun. People are engaged. Listeners are growing, but it's both of our personal time.
Right.
You know what I mean? And, so 6 months from now, 12 months from now is going to be the real gauge of how you're feeling about it, because people will do podcasts and they'll just burn out like Brian did for a while, and other people are like, I'm getting the same, 100 listeners, I'm running out of guests. It's over. So.
Well, and I can't, it's hard to base my happiness of podcasting on our listeners or how many we get, because honestly, you see a big podcaster, who's on YouTube or on, iTunes, like a Joe Rogan. You see he's got thousands, millions at sometimes, and you can easily be discouraged. But, if we bring it back into our little world, a couple new listeners, I think it's great,
Well, I think, honestly, the part of what brings you the biggest joy of it, and I think a lot of people, is that you've created such a cool environment, right. Honestly. I mean, I'll be, no joking aside, this room, the studio is awesome.
It's awesome.
Probably, I would argue, probably the best podcast studio in the county. Just because it's quiet. Of course, all my favorite things are here. Pearl Jam and GoPros all over the place. There's drones. But, I just think you've created a really cool, welcoming, endearing environment for podcasters and for your guests, which is part of your enjoyment, I believe. Because if you were doing this in your kitchen table...
No.
Yeah.
Well, it's also that it's on my hair salon.
It's at work.
I was telling my wife, I go to work to my own hair salon with no boss. I have a podcast studio and I'm still miserable. There's sometimes it's like, what do I need to be happy?
Right.
But I guess my only struggle with podcasting is just, being a good podcast host.
You are.
And,
You're reaching 1,000 times in the word podcast already. I'm already calculating it.
Do we get the podcast count on?
Podcast.
Well, how about PJs?
PJs.
Pod jockeys. Oh, yeah. We got some new PJs in the studios.
It's awesome, man. I think you should be very proud. I think that the listenership is growing. The subscriptions are growing. Our advertisers are growing. So, it's awesome. So kudos to you, man.
And kudos to you. It's still fun. I'm not even.
And you know me. I like to be in the background. I'm a background guy. I come on every once in a while.
We sat here before we started podcasting, basically podcasting.
Yeah,
and I'm
of
like,
course.
Fuck, let's get the headphones on. Let's just, because we were talking about the football game and I pointed out I brought you some Kleenex for the.
Oh, you want to talk about sports? Here we go.
Well, what was the deal with your Eagles?
So listen, they really had no business winning that game yesterday anyway.
They didn't win the game.
Well, thank you.
I'm sorry.
And with their number one weapon.
I can already guess the amount of times you're going to say win is low today. I can predict that one.
Oh, man. I watched every snap, and it was late at night. I knew I had to get up early, and I'm still like, I couldn't get my eyes off the TV. But listen, it was a really awesome game. To me, that's football. It was super physical. There's blood on jerseys. They were crushing each other. It was a bloodbath. Literally, every time these two teams play, it's a bloodbath. And DeSean Jackson was knocked out. Carson Wentz was knocked out for a series. People were getting... It was like literally a massacre. And I loved it.
Did Aguilar ever come back?
Came back. And he did, and he dropped the winning pass. It was in his hands down the sideline. Carson stuck it in his breadbasket, and they would have won the game if he caught that pass. That would have been over. He dropped. I know he didn't sleep well last night.
No.
I know. And then Carson went to, it's quarterback sneak near the goal line or for the two-point conversion, and he took a dive and... It, to me, again, that's a tough call. No one touched him. His knee it's arguable that the ball crossed the plane of the goal line before his knee did. They, I think his knee did probably, but still, I mean, the guy laid himself out. And they did.
So he didn't make it.
He didn't make it. I mean, I'm going to put a Captain Obvious hat on you.
I don't know how much frosting you're just going to smooth on that. But his knee was down and he didn't make it.
Did the Cowboys win? They did, didn't they?
They did win.
Oh, God.
But I was, I mean.
Of course, I put on Skip and Shannon on my way over here and they're talking about the Cowboys.
Oh, yeah. Well, I get even burned out.
Because of Skip.
Well,
Skip.
That's neither here nor there.
I mean, he is so, I mean, that's so Cowboys heavy, that show. I can't even, like, listen to it anymore. He's so, that's all he talks about. But
well, it's weird that and you're right, and it's Cowboys, LeBron,
right.
Tom Brady,
right? Floyd LeBron. Mayweather.
Yeah, I don't understand. Right. I mean, I get a little. I mean, and I'm a Cowboys.
It's all
fan,
about
but I'm,
it's
I
all about
burned
Skip's
out.
And Shannon's interests. I mean, Shannon's pretty good, but Skip, he's really they talk about what he studies pretty much, you know, and he studies the Cowboys and the NFL. He's got good opinions. I like Skip a lot.
Well, I thought Matt Ryan was on point last night, you know, and I'm not an Eagles fan, but when it comes down to like, if the Eagles are in the Super Bowl, I would root for them.
Sure.
I don't hate the Eagles.
I don't think you hate any team.
I don't.
No.
You know, who's
you're
good
a casual
this year.
Fan.
Well, look, I don't want to go. I want to just, let's finish this point. But Matt Ryan,
he's awesome,
dude.
He's awesome.
He can chuck that ball, and that game could have been a lot worse.
No, totally. I mean, he missed two open passes.
He missed three. Yeah,
three. Was it three?
He's like, boom, nope, boom, nope, boom, nope. And then on the next set of downs, boom, touchdown.
Yeah. No, he's awesome. He reminds me a lot like Carson Wentz, you know, an older version of him, you know, just not as mobile, but like just real sharp. He's going to be one of those quarterbacks like the San Diego quarterback. What's his name? Slipping my mind, but he's like the East Coast version of the Charger quarterback, who's a super on point, super smart.
The guy that's been the quarterback for like 15 years.
I don't know. I'm just drawing a brain fart here. Hold on a second.
Yeah, Google it.
Yeah. One minute.
Well, I will say this: I'm not sold on Carson Wentz. And
why?
I don't know. He just doesn't ever seem to.
Matt Ryan. No, not Matt Ryan.
I could have told you Matt Ryan is not the quarterback for the Chargers.
Oh, my God.
Freeze. Breeze.
Breeze.
Cheese. B, C.
San Diego Chargers. Not San Diego. It's Los Angeles Chargers now, isn't it?
Is it the LA Chargers?
Yeah.
Jesus, LA. They're just gluttons.
Phillip Rivers.
Oh. So they're longtime quarterback, Phillip Rivers.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Dude, he reminds me of
Matt Ryan. Like he's like hasn't really gotten there yet, but he's on the verge of busting out.
Who, Phillip Rivers?
Yeah. He's on the
verge of like retiring.
I know, but he's awesome.
And he's busting out of the league. Like he wants.
But Matt Ryan, listen, he's actually a Philly boy. Matt's from Philadelphia. He's from Downingtown East, where my son is right outside of where my son and I were born. I'm sure his family were wearing Eagles green during that game, watching him play.
Yeah.
You know, Eagle, you cannot take the Eagles fan out of Eagles. I mean, they might have been rooting for him, but like, I'm sure that was a painful game for his family to watch, and you know, being from Philadelphia.
Well, you know, it didn't help the fact that who's the guy that came in for Wentz for a few days?
McCown. Yeah.
Dude, it didn't help that guy looked really good.
Oh, he did. You see his cheeks bust out of his helmet, though.
Why you got to tear him down? Why you got to attack him? Why you got to attack his cheeks?
He reminded me of Ron Jaworski from 1980. His cheeks busting out of his helmet.
His helmet looked a little small. But, dude, he was like, I mean.
It's like his 15th NFL team. Yeah, but he did look good. No. And look, he's been around. He's this mature guy. Like, of course they want to have a. Listen, I don't really think the Eagles are totally sold on Carson. Like, he's right now, he had problems in college with injuries.
Yeah.
So he's a little fragile. I get it. But the problem is he also lays himself out. He goes for it physically. So
I don't know. See, when I look at Carson Wentz, immediately Jared Goff pops up. Like, the two of them.
Well,
no, listen,
Goff
they kind of came out at the same time. Aren't they the same year?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But Jared Goff is. I'm not even really sold on him, quite honestly. But
they're still so young in their careers, though. I mean, like you got to give.
Did you watch the Kansas City game?
Mahomes is different. He's a specimen. And
he is.
Well, dude. listen, there's differences there too. So Andy Reid is the master of developing young quarterback. I mean, Donovan McNabb was the same. Like that, you can tell, you can smell an Andy Reid football team from 50 miles away. And it's the way he protects the quarterback, the system, the short passes, the seam routes, the post routes, real quick screens, just a ton of screens. He doesn't put his quarterback in a lot of danger. Carson, he just goes for it, man. He doesn't care physically. He's pulled back a little bit since his ACL or MCL injury, but I think he's got to mature in that way, where in college he might have been able to get away with being physical and running through the stacks and running through the lines. He can't do that in the NFL.
No.
Because these linebackers and linemen run as fast as him now.
Yeah.
You know, in college you can get away with that, but everybody in the pro level, 365 pounds, they're running 4 or 5 40s. I mean, they're so he's just got to dial it back. And I think he wants to put it on his shoulders. Like he wants something. He has got a chip on his shoulder because of Foles. You know, 2 years in a row. You know.
No, you don't know that. You've made that up.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
Did Wentz come out and say he has a chip on his shoulder because of Foles?
Dude, he called me yesterday and told me.
Oh.
Jeez, what's wrong with you?
While you were surfing, or while you were drinking your drink.
Listen.
While you were day drinking.
How can you not look in the rearview mirror?
Day drinking creates 1,100 calories in midday.
Okay, I did have the tater tot and bacon Bloody Mary once.
That's all right. Delicious.
Jeez, it was probably 1,000 calories. And I probably,
I'm trying to help you.
Okay, I'm going to be honest. I probably had two that day.
Oh, my God. That's a meal.
I didn't eat the rest of the day.
No, I'm sure you slept. Took a dirt nap. Can I get another tater tot?
Listen, so I mean, now I forgot my point already, but Carson is just,
sucks.
Listen, no, he doesn't, dude. Come on. No,
he called me today. Yeah. He told me.
No, my point Foles was awesome during the last 2 years he was here, and I'm sure that's got to play a little bit of mound games.
Up.
Oh yeah, he's out. I think he's out for the next
broke his
10
collar.
Weeks.
He got a Romo.
Yeah.
He got the Romo.
Yeah.
The side crunch.
It's, you know, it's funny. You and I argued about this, and I'll give it hats off to you. You're right. You know.
Wait a say that again.
No, I'm not going to say it again.
Did I hear something? Some soft, warm, soothing feeling just came over me. Like a blanket.
No, you know, today's, we argued about it or debated about it a few weeks ago. Today's NFL is quarterback. It's not as physical, but here we are. Last night, there's blood on the uniform, and it was just as physical as it has ever been. And these quarterbacks were getting crushed still. And I was, you know, you were like telling me, oh, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, look, they're not getting crushed. And they are.
They are.
They're getting crushed.
They're just not, you know, they're trying to avoid a few injuries. Like the collarbone was one of them, driving him into the ground. I don't know what happened to Nick Foles, but he got his collarbone broke. But that's the injury, you know, that pickup driving to the ground. That's what they were trying to avoid. But listen, 99 from the Rams, he's hurting you. If he gets a hold of you, Darnold, how do you say it? Darnold?
Yeah.
If he gets a hold of you, you're busted up. And he was bleeding. I mean, he did you watch the I think it was the Cardinals Rams? Was that the game?
Cardinals, I'm not 100% sure. I didn't catch the West Coast games as much. Donald, yeah. Aaron Donald.
Yeah, that dude, he's the number one. I'm surprised you didn't know his name. He's the number one football player in the NFL.
Number one football player in the NFL? Is he? Number one football player in the NFL? Yeah, man. He's the number one, huh?
Top of the list.
Top of the list, okay.
Picked by his by other teammates. Well, you know, they do these lists. Well, the only reason I know is because, like, Dak Prescott didn't make the list.
He's the number one football player in the NFL.
That's right.
Okay. You know, he's the number one football player in the entire NFL.
That's right. It's a list.
Okay.
And he's at the top.
Oh, no, I laugh, Donald. but maybe you're right.
I am right. Well, anyway, he was putting some hurting. Do you like the quarterback for the Cardinals?
Yeah, he's pretty good. I mean, look, he's new also. It's hard to tell.
Can we get a score on that? Do you have a score on that?
What was the Cardinals and Rams?
I think. Dude, he is so small.
Yeah.
I mean, he is so small.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think Mahomes and the quarterback for the Ravens, you know, they're still...
All right. Well, that was the other tangent I was about to go on. I really, and I have never been a big fan.
31-9. Oh, wait, no, that was last year. What the heck? 2018.
Let's try to get into the
air. Jeez.
And that was where I was going to go, was that I've never been a big fan of the Ravens. To me, they're always boring.
Yeah.
Flacco was...
they are painful to watch, actually.
This year, they're good.
Yes.
They're very good. Mm-hmm. I'm all of a sudden becoming a little... I feel a little... I almost put on a purple shirt this morning. Yeah.
You are so funny, man.
Purple.
You are so funny.
Raven. Man.
You are... God.
Dude, I'll jump off any bandwagon.
I can clearly tell
don't
that,
put
man.
Rails on my bandwagon.
Oh,
I will jump.
My God.
I'll be back. Hold my spot. I'll be back.
Save my season ticket, guys.
Save my seat. Hey, don't let anyone take the seat. I'll be right back.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Well, don't you just love football? I mean, a good football
Dude,
game.
I can sit and watch football all day long. We should go do that, man. We should go to, like, Mr. P's, sit at the bar.
I don't drink.
Oh, you can have water.
Fun. Yeah, I'd be
you
no
know,
fun.
You
It'd
can
be,
have water.
You need a drinking buddy.
Nah, we just go have fun, have a Coke.
I don't even drink Coke.
Oh, yes, right.
I drink water.
We'll get a seltzer. We'll bring a case of seltzer with us.
Can I get a deep-fried crab stuck in my seltzer with some celery?
Wow, I never heard a soft shell in a Bloody Mary. That's wild.
Yeah, dude, I've seen some pretty... crazy shit in those Bloody Marys.
Oh my gosh.
It's basically soup.
Yeah, yeah.
And dinner's
yeah.
stuffed in the top.
Can't, yeah, God, I love a good Bloody Mary. But you could do Bloody Marys out of vodka, dude. Just drink the Bloody Mary mix. Don't look at me like that.
Why would you do that? I mean, I could get my ass kicked doing that. Somebody could kick my ass doing that.
Actually, on when I used to fly a lot, I used to order just the Bloody Mary mix. Just have a Bloody Mary mix, just a can. Because it's tomato juice. You know, it's good for you. It's got a little bit more sodium than you want, but, you know.
There's nothing good for you in that.
What?
This is what your problem is.
What's the difference between tomato juice and Bloody Mary mix? Nothing.
I don't think tomato juice is good for you. No, there's a lot of inflammatories in nightshade vegetables.
Nightshade vegetables?
Yeah, tomatoes.
It's a nightshade vegetable. Okay.
Yeah, this is not good for... I bet none of those people that played on football yesterday ate tomatoes.
Wow.
It inflames the joints.
I learned what a nightshade vegetable is.
So is eggplant.
Is that nightshade?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
I see what's going on here. If you didn't know it, it's boring. I got you.
Just tell me about the
keep eating them vegetables.
Tell me about the nightshade vegetables, Tom. Hold on.
I snorted a line of nightshade vegetable dust. I feel sleepy.
So
the other thing we were arguing about is that I had to do that thing yesterday where the balloons over Sussex and. The kids played, and shout out to Speed Limit 18, boys. You did an amazing job. I'm so proud of all you kids and parents. But, you know, I had to go through my DVR and set up my DVR for all my football games that it was going to record. And Dallas was not on there.
But that's a PEBCAC error problem, buddy. You know what that is?
Well, I think that it's regional. I think it's... So,
I've had Comcast and I dropped Comcast like a bad habit. I just have their internet, but that has happened. You can record and it does not have any.
Well,
sound.
What do you watch football on?
So I have Hulu, so I can get and I have the sports package and then I have NFL League Pass.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, man. So
well,
Hulu does Philadelphia. So
well, it didn't say the game was on. So mm-hmm. When I got home though, it had recorded the Dallas Cowboy game, but there was no sound. And this, when I lived out in San Diego, San Diego would do this a lot. They would they would broadcast the games, but with no sound. It was like blacked out.
Right.
The sound was blacked out.
Right.
So I didn't know maybe if that's what had happened. So in turn, I did not watch the game because, you know, I literally can't sit there and watch it without sound.
I
like football, but not that much. I need somebody talking.
No, totally. No, I don't want to go on a tangent about Xfinity, but it was just too expensive, and I just went to Hulu for $40 a month. I got the sports package, and I get Philadelphia and Washington sports, which I really like, and then I add the NFL League Pass, which I can get some of the games on the other side of the country. But
well, that's an idea, cause
dude. How
I'm over Xfinity?
How funny is this? Patriots 43, Dolphins 0. that franchise. Talk, put them in the ACC. Put them in college.
Well, I don't know. 43-0,
man.
I mean, I don't know. What's the deal with Miami?
Miami's a tough sports town. Like Miami reminds me of like West Coast cities, where sports is kind of an afterthought in a way, because they're, you know, they're outside doing yoga and they're sunbathing and there's activities.
It's not on top of their list.
Well, yeah, I mean, cold weather cities are often the number one sports cities in the country. Philadelphia, Chicago, Boston, you know, Patriots. Minnesota, you know, exactly. So, but yeah, the warm weather sports cities are just there. First of all, they hardly ever get on TV because no one's watching them.
Yeah.
You know, that's why the Chargers left San Diego. Beach, my friend who used to, Lonnie Paxton, who used to play for the Patriots, and I used to work with him at GoPro. He says, oh yeah, beach beats football every day on Sunday. So, just, you know, they had trouble filling the stadiums up. So
yeah, but they went to LA.
Right. Yeah, no, same.
I'm confused.
Well, there's two teams in LA. Yeah.
Well, I think there's three. There's the Raiders. Or are they up in Oakland?
That's Oakland Raiders.
That's more San Francisco.
Wait, is it LA?
But there's the LA Rams. But the Raiders are going to Vegas.
Raiders are going to Vegas.
But there's the LA Rams.
And the LA Chargers.
And the LA Chargers.
Yeah. You know, now you make me. I think it's still Oakland Raiders. Yeah, I think it is. Now you got me all confused. Yeah, it is Oakland. It is Oakland. Yeah, it's Oakland.
It wasn't hard for a smart guy.
Yeah, it's Oakland. But yeah, it was. I watched a lot of the highlights. I was busy yesterday, but I did watch every snap of the Eagles game. And I'm like, man, it didn't feel like they were going to win, but they had it in their hands. But they lost.
Well, they lost. I mean, DeSean Jackson was a big deal, and then he got pummeled.
Yeah, he got pummeled.
I didn't even see that. I didn't.
He's always been one hit away from not playing the full game. Because he's like 5'10 and 130 pounds. I mean, he's probably the fastest guy in the NFL. Yeah. You know, so.
Well, there's a lot of weird.
He's the number one football player in the NFL.
Number one. Top of the list. It's the list he made. By all the other competitors. Competitor list.
Peer voting.
Peers. Well, I watched a few games, and there were some weird injuries, like Drew Brees got hurt.
Yeah, and that is a big controversy because they got new replay rules now, and that apparently, again, affected the outcome of the Saints and Rams game.
I didn't watch the end of the game.
Yeah.
Well, I got home, and I had like four football games to watch. I'm like, I gotta expedite this.
Let me get my seltzer out.
Yeah, let me get my bag of mini marshmallows and a cup of water. Chips.
So I was in the land of jam last week. Seattle.
Did you see him?
So apparently, yeah, after I had breakfast with Eddie in the band.
I don't even like Eddie.
I don't even like Eddie.
It's terrible.
Mr. Liberal.
If he knew how much you badmouthed him when he played guitar.
No.
Him off of the fan club. Are you a member of the fan club?
Dude, of course. Of course I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think my number's lower than yours, though.
No, you're right.
I have a five digit.
No, you don't.
I do.
No, you don't.
Ooh, I feel the hate. Do you need those Kleenex again?
Do you really?
I do. Five digit. What's yours? Six?
Do you really? Show it to me. I need to see it. I don't believe you. I don't believe you.
I'm not showing you. I think I do. I do have a five digit. You. It's
false.
Starts with a nine.
False.
What's yours? Do you have
mine's
six?
One,
digit?
Mine's 156 something something something.
Six. Did I hear three somethings at the end of those first?
You did. So I had a five digit. Ouch. I'll tell you the story.
Okay, so it's possible because I got it in 97 or 96.
And you renewed it every year. Every year you renewed it.
That's a problem.
Because I had a five digit and I didn't renew it for a couple of years. I asked for my number back and I said, they can't get it. So and then I got renewed it back in 2001 or whatever. And I got a six digit number. Still decent. I had like, you know, back in the old days, though, I was like 15 rows back.
Well, and I think that we've had this conversation because I was on auto renew and then I think my credit card expired or something.
You don't have a five digit, okay?
Oh, I got it.
No, you don't.
They told me.
No, you don't.
Mike called me. Bro, what's up, dog? We got you five. Oh, what happened?
No, you don't.
I started having ear problems.
Mine waved as well. I don't know why. But anyway.
Well, so did you hear anything? I mean, is the new album coming out? What are we doing?
I I didn't hear anything because I was in back-to-back meetings. But what I did hear was while I was out there, they found a check written to Kurt Cobain somewhere in Seattle. It was a royalty check, old royalty check from 1990 or 1989, 91 for $10.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Not
How
wild.
Funny would that be? Who found it?
I think it was published in the paper.
So oh, really?
In the local Seattle paper. But, yeah, so I'm guessing, like, I immediately thought that Courtney Love is probably just, she's probably getting checks like that for life.
Were they still married?
Well, they were married when he killed himself. And when Nirvana was still a band.
It was weird. I was watching.
But she would be the, beneficiary. Beneficiary, yeah.
I was watching some, I don't know, something on YouTube and ended up in this Howard Stern thread of just performers on the Howard Stern mm-hmm. show. And Dave Grohl was on there.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Did you see the one he did, mm-hmm. My Hero?
Mm-hmm.
And Howard's like, I think this song's about Kurt Cobain and, you know.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, yeah. It's not. But then they played it. And then I listened to it. I never really, I guess, listened to the words. You know, I didn't pay that much attention. And then when I listened to the words, I was like, maybe it is about
Kurt Cobain.
I
think it is. I think it is. I thought he said it in another interview.
No, but great song. I love the Howard Stern show. I love how he has those.
I haven't listened to him in a long, long time.
Well, why is that doing that? That is so freaking weird. I wonder what this sound is.
It's definitely in the console here.
Yeah, there's something going on.
All right. Well, I mean, you can, as long as it's still recording, it's fine. You know what's so funny? When I ran into Tiffany at Rise Up, she's like, I told her I was a partner with you and Rehoboth Social. She's like, oh, are you the tech guy? Because I'm Asian.
Oh, my God. You're the tech guy.
I'm like, hardly.
Where did you see her?
It was at Rise Up.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That place is awesome.
Did you like it?
I do love it. I love, well, and you know, how do you drink your coffee?
Black, but sometimes I'll put cream and sugar if I want a treat, but normally black.
Yeah, since I switched to black coffee, dude, I'm just loving it. I'm just loving trying new coffee.
All right.
I didn't really pay much attention to coffee. I just paid attention to the cream and sugar. Mm-hmm. But now that it's black, I'm really just digging it. And mm-hmm. like this coffee I'm drinking right now it's a little weak, but it's something else.
You're tasting the nuances of coffee now?
Oh, the notes.
The notes.
Oh, God, I've been waiting peanuts, all my life to talk blueberries. Notes about coffee.
I like straight-up coffee. Don't give me any flavored coffee. I can handle a little hazelnut every once in a while.
This is pumpkin spice.
No thanks.
I don't know. I'm the same
like pumpkin
way.
Spice beer, but not coffee.
Well, I'm not a big pumpkin spice guy, but I did buy some, and I'm enjoying the pumpkin spice. I used to love it with cream and sugar, but the pumpkin spice black is...
Got a funny story for you.
I'm not drinking it all year, but I'm...
My dad is so quirky. So he's like, you know, I don't care about coffee. You know, I just want the caffeine. Just give me caffeine pills. I don't really care about coffee. But then he'll order a coffee and put like 3 tablespoons of sugar and all this cream in it, yeah. Right? But he'll tell you, it's nothing about the flavor. It's just about the caffeine. But it's like sugar and cream and a little bit of coffee. And he says the same thing about alcohol. He's like, you know what? Alcohol doesn't affect me. I don't know why. And he'll have like one beer, half a beer. He's like, alcohol doesn't affect me.
Pops, you're laying down.
Right.
On the floor.
It's so...
In the restaurant.
So quirky. Gosh. Anyway.
Dude, parents are... Dude, my dad, the colonel.
The colonel.
Dude,
oh, right.
He will fucking tear you a new one.
Oh,
He has no... He doesn't care anymore.
No, my dad either. My dad does too. He doesn't care either.
I mean, he will rip into somebody, and you know, you just can't poke the bear.
No. Doesn't care about his impact on other people.
No. Mm-mm. Doesn't care.
No filter.
None.
And it gets worse as they get older.
Gets worse.
Yeah.
Well, so real quick before, I don't even know how long we've been talking.
Yeah, you got another one coming in here shortly.
What time is it?
It's 11:15.
So let's get you on the record. What's going to be your new diet?
Oh, on the record.
Let's hold your ass accountable.
Oh, my God. Now it's public. Now I'm just going to...
15 pounds. That's a chunk of fat.
Yeah.
That's five...
You're wearing that cap. You're wearing that Captain Obvious hat really well today.
Yeah, that's 3 5-pound bags of fat. I mean, that's a lot of fat to lose.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, you know...
Like I said, you need to learn how to use that fat and not lose that... Oh, my God. Are those your man teeth?
Moobs.
Did you just squeeze them together? So, I mean, because I rode my bike. Did you this morning?
I haven't worked out today, but I am working after the podcast.
I mean, are you lifting weights?
Well, you know, these guns aren't necessarily all natural, you know. Look at that. You want to go? Do you want to take it to the gun show?
I mean, are you losing 5 pounds of that? I mean, what is, are you beating people up?
Take it to the
gun
show.
Are you wheelbarrowing? Are you doing anything physical?
Yeah.
Why need big muscles?
Do you ever see those strongman contests on TV? These are crazy big, man. Yeah. Crazy big.
They're super impressive. I get it, but it's not me.
Yeah, carrying big boulders around.
Yeah. I got it. I saw it. I always say, well, and they should be because they're carrying big boulders.
Oh.
But these guys are all muscled up. I'm like, are you wheelbarrowing?
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
Are you digging? What's going on?
Yeah.
Are you beating people up? I mean, what's going on with this?
They're extraordinarily huge. Remember the guy from the last season of Game of Thrones, the mountain.
Yeah,
he's an actual guy. He's actually that big.
Well, I just watched. He's actually the champion.
Yeah,
he's world's strongest
enormous.
Man.
Enormous.
Yeah,
he's the number one strongest.
Have you
man
seen
in the
his
world.
Wife?
No way. Well, no, I haven't. Is she like tiny?
Google her.
Just
Google
as big?
The mountain. Type in the mountain's wife.
I will.
She like 4 foot. She like my wife. She's like 4'5".
Game of Thrones wife. A mountain Game of Thrones wife.
She's
tiny.
She's super tiny. Can you put it on the TV?
Oh, yeah. Holy crap.
She is small, man. And he's huge.
Which Apple TV is it usually?
I think it's the second one.
Second one. Okay. There it comes.
Yeah. Look at her. Yeah, she is so small. But he's huge.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty funny, right?
Oh, my gosh. What? Look at the size of this guy.
I know. Looks like a cool dude, though.
Yeah. I think so.
So you're doing intermittent fasting. So when will you eat today?
Well, typically I'll have, so a normal day, I'll fast till like 1 or 2, and I'll have a protein shake, and then I'll have a dinner. I mean, the key is from dinner to go to bed. I just got to, like, get my kids, and they're always eating throughout the entire night. It's like, That's where I fall short sometimes.
So you've been doing this and you're still at 15 pounds overweight.
No,
so
no,
what
no,
you've
I've
been doing isn't working.
No, wait. No. Okay, take it
protein
easy.
Shake.
Take it easy.
Get a fucking protein.
Take it easy.
Would you prick that on the protein shake tree?
Take it.
You dig that out of the protein
shake? No, it's a shady vegetable. What did you call it? What is it called?
Nightshade.
Nightshade. That's a name.
Eat them up, bro. Big knees and swollen elbows. Can't get my fat fingers. I can't bend them.
Big knees and swollen elbows. Jeez.
Joints are all shaded up.
Your last name is arthritis now.
That's right. Arthritis. Did you ever remember that? There was a tape that went around. This is 30 years ago, I guess, now. But it was these guys that would prank call this bar in New Jersey. And he'd be like, hello. Like,
oh, right.
Yeah. Al?
Right.
Alcoholic? Is alcoholic there?
Right.
Alcoholic! He's yelling across
right,
the bar.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Arthritis? Arthritis.
I love the pranks that Howard Stern used to do. They called the pizza shop.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And the guy was like, hey, man, I'm in the library. You're going to have to whisper. He's like, okay, what would you like to order?
Exactly.
He's in his own store.
Like, so
you
bad.
Did you want pepperoni on that?
So bad.
It was awful.
So what is this protein shake?
Oh. Is this about me again? You're making... Hey, I'm supposed to make fun of you, okay?
Dude, you haven't been here a week. You're going to come here once a week and make it about me?
Nah, so listen. I mean, listen. God, now you're putting me on the spot. Now I know how you feel when I'm making fun of you.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out. I mean, is this protein shake necessary?
I'm
going to
start braiding my hair in the corner.
Are you not eating protein in your dinner?
No. So I'll do a shake here and there, man. And then I'll do a it's like they say on TV, a reasonable dinner. You know, so that's it. And then I'll work out 3-4 times a week, and I'll go on a bike ride, you know.
What's your reasonable dinner?
Some protein with vegetable and maybe a little carb. That's about it. Or like I know vegetables are carb, but like a potato or something like that. Typically, but potato, green, and a protein.
Do you guys eat pretty healthy? I mean, do you feed your kids pretty healthy?
Kids don't eat generally healthy. My wife and I generally eat healthy. Yes, we do. Generally, we do eat healthy. Our was a crux. What do you call that? Our vices are like
wine.
Yeah, you read my mind. So wine.
I read my wine.
You read my wine. You read my wine.
You read my wine.
Yeah. So wine.
Well, dude, wine's the killer.
Yeah, it's a lot of sugar.
It's all sugar.
I get it.
It's not a lot of sugar. It's one glass of sugar.
All right. I've got my life coach over there. Thank
you. Where's this conversation? It's serious. Why you got to get all upset?
Can I go back to your top 10 list of what my questions? Did the word Albuquerque go?
It did. I want to go.
Well, I do too. And I got to get Lauren Hahn on here. There's a resort in Albuquerque that she absolutely loves. She thinks it's the best resort in the world. With like hot water springs or something like that. You guys have that out there?
No, I'm not. No, I'm poor. I go to the KOA.
KOA.
With the triangular roof.
You're out there cooking.
Dude, I'll tell you, forget the resort. I'll tell you a great hotel. Stay right on Route 66 downtown Albuquerque, right in the heart of nothing.
Yeah.
Just chilling.
Yeah.
New Mexico. So this happens to me every year. I order 10 pounds of Hatch green chilies.
Right.
I order 10 pounds of mild and 10 pounds of medium. So I've
no
spent
hot?
The week. They're hot.
Oh.
They're not called hot because hot would be hurting.
Right, right.
Mild is okay. Right. Medium is hurting.
Hurting.
And I brought some. I'll give you some if you want.
So medium and Albuquerque's hot here, like a normal hot here.
Medium, mild is probably hot here.
Really? Okay.
Mediums are a little too hot for me.
Okay.
But
I got it.
I get them anyway.
I love hot.
Well, but I like to give them away. I give them as gifts. You want some?
Please.
I mean, will you cook
all
them?
Day long? Yeah. I will cook them up, bro. Definitely. I love hot. My son and I are on this hot kick.
So green chilies are great if you make them, if you dice them, and then if you can make a salsa out of them. I don't know a good salsa recipe, but if you make a salsa.
Salsa or chili.
And then put that over. Like eggs, like anything you would use as ketchup, replace with green chilies.
That's awesome. Dude, that's a great replace for anything you use with ketchup. That's a great way to describe hot sauce and hot chili and, you know, hot salsa.
Well, if you go to Albuquerque and on the table at a restaurant, you won't have ketchup. You'll have green chili. They usually have a bowl of it. You can either get green or red or Christmas, which is a blend of the two. Over eggs, on hamburgers.
I had a little green chili. I found one on the cutting board the other day, and I ate the whole thing. I was like, oh, wasn't prepared for it.
That was probably a jalapeno.
No, it wasn't a jalapeno. It was a teeny little thin green chili, like that big, thin, long. I ate, clink. I was like, whew.
Yeah, that's a pepper. They're all peppers.
I'm sorry. Yeah, it was a pepper. Right.
Green chilies should be, they're about this big.
No. This is a pepper.
Yeah, pepper's like, that'll burn your ass.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what are we doing?
It was fun, man.
Yep.
You got another one coming up.
So when are you going to be around for a while? What are you going to do?
I am here, and then I'm out of here in 2 weeks, heading out to Denver for another business trip. So, I'm here this week, and I'm here all of next week, and I'm out of here on the Friday, but only just for the weekend. So I'll be back the first week of October.
I think we should go on a business trip.
Yeah.
Somewhere. We just go do some business. Because you're doing a lot of business trips. What kind of business? Medical marijuana business? I mean, what's in Colorado?
Oh, my God. Well, you know, lots of stuff going on in the Casas household right now. So
going skiing?
Well, my wife and I are going to go to Vail for a couple days after the conference. So for just a couple
of
days.
Is this an urban float conference?
It's a float conference, actually. Conference. So the float conference, so once a year. Float Tank Solutions puts on a conference at the Hyatt Regency in downtown Denver, and all the float our competitors will be there, and all the independent float center owners will be there. So it's a pretty cool, I mean, I've never been, so we'll see how it goes.
Dude, floating is becoming very big. I hear about it. I went from a period of never hearing about floating to now where I seem to hear about floating at least a few times a week. And I don't even just mean your business, but like Joe Rogan is always pushing his float. He's got a tank.
Yeah.
I hear about it several times. So
yeah.
Maybe you made a hit on something.
We're very fortunate. We're very grateful. So things have been very, very good. And thank you for your partnership.
Did you? Are you going to open another one?
So I did look at some real estate recently. I won't say where. But I did look at some real estate. And so all that's on the table.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Two floating sponsorships. I like it. Take a form.
Pick a form.
Take a form.
This is actually pretty good looking, man. I'm really, good job.
Good
nice
job.
Nice job.
Well, and if anybody wants to sponsor this podcast.
Oh, yeah. Let's do any more advertising.
We will definitely do a great job in trying to promote your small business.
Yes. We are what? We're probably approaching 3,500, 3,800.
We're at 35.
Fantastic.
Yeah, man. We only have 500 in a few days.
So are the other advertising spots, they're all automated now? They're all recorded?
Nah, they are. But I, you know what? It's kind of fun reading them.
Well, I mean, we have two more. Did you not want to?
You want to do Urban Float?
Yeah, you do Urban
Float. Okay, hold on. Let me get my phone out. Let me get my...
Put your readers on.
Get my... Let me use one eye here. I got mono contacts now, so I only... One eye will read the
you
other
You do Urban
one
Float. I'll do Thomas David.
I have one eye for reading, one eye for driving. All right. Have you ever heard of Urban Float?
Yeah. Pretty cool place.
Great place. Hey! Hey! You heard of Urban Float? Well, if you like to relax and disconnect, then you should check out Urban Float in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, located next to...
Rosenfeld's Jewish Deli.
I stopped in there the other day, by the way. He's
good
opening
place.
Some new places.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, he's got...
No, they're crushing
wheels
it.
Wheels are turning.
They're crushing it there, man.
All right. Rosenfeld's Jewish Deli in the new Ocean Atlantic. I stopped by there, too. We need sponsorship from them. In the Ocean Atlantic Shopping Center on Route 1 North. Guests of Urban Float get to relax and float in their own flotation pod filled with purified skin temperature water. That one right there, that little turn in the road, that purified skin temperature water. I felt like there should be a D in there. Skin temperatured? No. All right. Sorry. Float in their... Something about float in their own. That just okay. Float in their own flotation pod filled with purified skin. You know, most people have left the podcast right now. This is just me and you.
Come on.
All right,
you
here
can
we
do
go.
It.
Let me plug my nose. It's like taking medicine. All right. Uh-oh. Flotation pod filled with purified skin temperature water and 1,200 pounds of dissolved Epsom salt. The health benefits are profound. I love it. Do you love it?
I love it.
I know you love it. Mm-hmm. You can book and your first float. See my mono eyes. God, I got one eye and it's not working. Hey! You heard of Urban Float? Hey! All right, let's just do this. Here we go. Hey, you heard of Urban Float? Well, if you like to relax and disconnect, then you should check out Urban Float in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, located next to Rosenfeld's Jewish Deli in the new Ocean Atlantic Shopping Center on Route 1 North. Guests of Urban Float get to relax and float in their own flotation pod filled with purified skin temperature water and 1,200 pounds of dissolved Epsom salt. The health benefits are profound. I love it. Do you love it?
I love it.
I knew you loved it. You can book your first float at urbanfloat.com. Just be sure to select the Rehoboth Beach location and use code FIRSTTIME at checkout to receive 50% off your first float. Renew, refresh, and revive at Urban Float.
Thomas David Salon. Thomas David Salon is one of Southern Delaware's premier full-service salons, located in the upscale Painters Mill Shopping Center in Milton, Delaware. You will be treated to an amazing experience by one of Thomas David's highly trained and super friendly stylists. From a haircut to a color and even a waxing, maybe a podcast, Thomas David's welcoming environment has you covered. To make an appointment, call 302-827-2466.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for coming on.
Anytime, homie.
Thanks for coming back.
Super fun, as always.
I'm glad you sobered up. Yeah, and, thanks. It's good to have you back on the wagon.
All right, man. We'll be back.
All right, brother.
See ya. Bye.
Bye.